following program is presented by HAudio.com.
Passion Station. You have the first three of Davaka Rasmi Sova Apalim Kedushin to you. Kedush Ani Hashem Lekechem. That as a tzivu of Kedusha, that Kedush Baruch Hu is Mechayev Kaisel to be Kedush, and Rashi learns it's Kedushin Narayus, and the Ramban learns in his derech. Akoponim, the chi of the first tzivu of the parish is Kedusha. There's a medrash here, it's in different pieces of medrashim, it's called the medrash agadol, that it's ki'ilu the gadlus of the parish of Kedusha is that it starts, the psukim start with Kedusha, or matalem kedushim to you, and the end of the parish is v'yisam li kedushim ki kodesh ani Hashem. So the fact that the parish starts with Kedusha and ends with Kedusha tells me about the chshivas of Kedusha. Kipshuta, it means tam, that you see, repeated twice, it's as if it's the klal side, the scholars of Jonas, the safe advarim, but there's another nekuda in the Divi Chazal, mitzah, the etzim, mitzias of Kedusha, that chilos is the Kedusha, and the safe is the Kedusha. There's another Chazal of it, this is in Shmois Rabbah, this is in Shmois Rabbah, on the, it says, Klaius or Tola Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not clear, there's a line that's not clear, but the Chazal say that until Adam HaRishon wasn't Chayte, there was no Gzeirah of Misa. Once Adam HaRishon was Chayte, there was a Gzeirah of Misa. Then it says a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Gezer Kedusha, like it says Kedushim to you. So Klaius will answer back to Kodesh Baruch Hu that Ribbono Shelom at Mevakish Sheni Yaktoishim Hasa Mimenu Amisa Amavis. That since you Manefshach, if you're asking us to be Kaddish, how can you have Misa? It's hard to understand where the Mitzias. What does one have to do with the other? You could say as a schar for being Kaddishim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away Misa. Good, that's something that we can hear, but what does it mean if we can't possibly come to Kedusha when there's Misa around? It's also on the same note, it's interesting that Kedusha has two tzadim. There's Kedusha mitzad Isaveheta, Kedusha mitzad dinyanim of Averis, and there's Kedusha versus Tuma in Tumas Misa, which is the Av of all the Tumas. Like upon the Etzim Tzushtal, they say that Misa is a steer to Kedusha. Where is the stirited? I could say paket that the schus of kedusha is manea misa, but it's mashma that if there's a metzias of misa, then that shtein kedusha beetsim to take place. Now, certainly could have wanted to speak about. There's a chelik of the tefillah that we say every day that's called kedusha. There's the brachas of kodesh, and there's the kedusha that we say. Der chagav. The smichas aparish of kedusha is to mechaya mesim, which coming on the heels of the chazal is interesting. That the chazal said that misa is a steer to kedusha, and Klal Yisrael's taina is betzoyncha that we should be kedusha and take away the misa. So when we say mechaya mesim, we stay at the kodesh. It's an interesting smichas aparish. I want to be aiming on a different Indian. In one of the schoys of the different kedushas. And the different schools are brought down, the different Rishonim had sometimes different, the different schools, sometimes that are for different Kedushas, but Naritzov and Akdisha Kesoy Tziach Sarfi Kodesh. So the Riba Yaka says, what's the Soy Tziach Sarfi Kodesh? So he says that there are different dagas of Havana and Tfisa. Chonem Itadeya Bina Vehaskel, and his Girsa is Chachmad, Day of Bina, the Haskel. So the Riba Yaakov says that Haskel is a level of Chachma that's beyond the highest level of Chachma, and that's the Bechina of Soid. And he says that's the Lashon Siach. Siach means an idle conversation. It's something where a person, it, it, it's, when a person is talking about something and he really doesn't know what he's talking about, it's used in two ways. The word siach can be talking about a type of conversation, magid l'odom masichoi, that the siach of a person is a light conversation, meaningless conversation in the sense that the person has be'etzem not injected any content in the sicha. That's one definition of the word sicha. A second definition is that the word siach is when a person is trying to talk about something that's beyond his understanding. So I say also that be'etzem his words are up in the air. They're meaningless in the sense, not because be'etzem there's no content, because the person hasn't grasped it yet. So he says, Soit Siach Sarfei Kodesh is the darga of Tfisa and Havana, that it's the Pchina Soit. He says, beyond Seichel, and it's Ke'ilu, it's like a person's talking about a Melech that he's never seen. That's the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan that explains it. There's an understanding over here that the Metzius of Kedusha is a type of Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where a person doesn't know what he's talking about. So what's the mile of it? I mean, the biggest Hisar we can say about somebody's Diburim is that the person is talking something that he doesn't understand. There's no way he's talking about, doesn't understand. Where's the mile of, we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na'arisa, Na'kisha, Kisoyed, Abisoyed, Siach, Sarfei Kodesh. We want to start the tzuk to that. If it's a soid siach, means l'chura that we don't have a we're not having fun. What does it mean to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu words that are beyond us? I mean, it's g'nai. I mean, it says that Keil Agol Anoya, Agibar Anoya, you know, Yirmiya didn't say one, Daniel didn't say one, and it was considered a milo because if you don't believe and you don't know what you're talking about, then don't say it. Words, empty words are nothing. One more area in the inyan of Kedusha that needs a beer. The Mesillas Yesharim brings down, the Mesillas Yesharim has built his sulam of Madregas and Milas on Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyah's sulam. It's a Braisa and Saita, different Gersos, but he explains it as a sulam like Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyah's sulam. The highest dark is Kedusha, which now in the lashon of the Braisa, it says Kedusha brings to Ruach HaKodesh, and it brings to Chias HaMesim. There's a shayla girsa of Anovas in the middle, but Sister Sharon's girsa is that Kedusha brings Ruach HaKodesh and Chias HaMesim. L'chura, the Ruach HaKodesh and Chias HaMesim part is not something at all that it should say in the Mesil Sharm should talk about. The Mesil Sharm is a sefer of avoda, how a person should go about doing the right things. The schar for this right thing is that the schus of a person who goes to such madrigas is Ruach HaKodesh and Chias HaMesim. But Chias HaMesim is not a mila. It's not something that it's part of your work. This is rewards for it. Mesil Sharm puts it into that period. In other words, Chias HaMesim, in as much as it's possible to understand as such, is a type of a mahalach of avoid of Adam, and as such, is a chelik of Kedusha, it's an extension of Kedusha. Because Ruach HaKodesh and Chias HaMesim are not stam like Vischar Zois, that were Mekayim, these wonderful Yonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zaris to Gula and bring Mashiach to Kenu and Chias HaMesim and so on and so forth. It's not the Schar. It's a Sulam. And just like the highest rung on a ladder is part of the ladder, and even though the person, so for instance, if a person has a marshal, a person puts a ladder against a house. So if I ask you how many rungs there are on the ladder, the highest rung, even though it's a platform that's equivalent to the house, is still a rung on the ladder. Except that, so if I ask them how many rungs, I'm not counting the house, but the last rung, the platform that's parallel to wherever you're going into, is a rung in the ladder. It may be that that's equivalent to the place where you want to be at, but it's still part of the ladder. So Ramchal is saying, Chias HaMesim is where you want to go to. but it has a maila mitzad. It's an aliyah of a person sometimes. And the maila, it belongs with the last rung. True that kiasamaisim is also the final state, and it's a sense, it's the schar, and it's the end hatov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the cholzeis, it has to be understood in the context of kedusha. It's avoided it. And that's what Ramchal describes. And we have to understand what that Indian is. What does it mean that kiasamaisim? And again, it sounds very familiar because of the chazal that we mentioned. If you want us to be kedusha, we have to take away misa. But the understanding what is the inyan of kedusha that is Kriyas HaMeisim. There's a goyin over here. The goyin himself, he says it on Yoloi, which is his peers in the Zoya Betzim, but he says like this. He explains a neshama in general, he says, does not enter the person's body, meaning it's not part and parcel of the person's mitzias. It's messiah mulamayla. Rav Shachaim says it also when he speaks about toward the beginning of Shachaim, he speaks about yol neirim al roishi that there's a ha'ara of neshama on top of a person. He says before the chait it was in the person, after the chait it's above the person, meaning the halakim of neshama that are called neshama, that have that darga, don't normally function as part of the person's avoda, but they're above the person and they help them, the messiah and the avoda. And so the goyim says, and that's what it says, v'zesha omra, oda mikadosh atzav mato mikadosh noisim ol maila, habolitoya messiah noisim. So the chazal of oda mikadosh atzav lomato mikadosh noisim ol maila means that. What is he referring to? He says, since that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu since the neshama, there's a chelik of a person that is quote unquote on top of the person. So mikachna is a milamayla means you get something, a hashpa of neshama and sefes to it. The lashon of the guy in another place, also in the spiritual Zayat, it says, viskadishtem. So he says that a person should la'olam yifne machshavto l'mayla b'kedusha. Person should be paying his machshava l'mayla b'kedusha. Va'deikach mamshich bo koyach m'lamayla mashpiyin l'kedusha m'lamayla neshama kedusha. It means that the person gets a new neshama kedusha, an addition of neshama, and so on. V'zeh soy, the Goyin says, this is the soy of the pasuk, shuvu elai v'shuv aleichem. That he asks, shuvu elai v'shuv aleichem. What does the Goyin want from that pasuk? I mean, it's a chazal, a famous chazal in Eicha, where Klal Yisrael says, Hashiveinu v'nashuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shuvu elai v'shuv aleichem. The Goyin is pointing out a shaila here. Neila person says, a person says that he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Ma'arim to Tshuva, and then do Tshuva Shleimah. So what do we mean by that? A person himself is a chayta, like Klal Yisrael by Mitzrayim. It was a Seiris Melamayla, meaning, I would like to be good, but I can't be good, I'm sunk in my chatoyim, and I can't do anything. So B'meila, I need you to give me a Seiris, like we give a Seiris to somebody who's not doing well. And then, the person himself does Tshuva. So this iris that I had beforehand is not real tshuva, because that's not for me, but it's like I hear somebody inspires me. That's the beginning of tshuva. It's the inspiration is that I should go and do something, but I have to do it on my own. If I don't do it on my own, the fact that I felt moved by somebody's drasha is nothing. So this iris malamayla gives me a kick, and it gives me the chesh to do tshuva. Shahashiveinu elecha v'nashuva is fine. We understand that. That understanding is partial. But shuva elai or shuva elechem, what does that mean? There's a din of tshuva. It's a passion in the Torah. That if a person does tshuva, it's accepted. It's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fine and good. But what does he need more? If a person woke up and he went and did tshuva, what more does he need? What's the vashuva elechem? It's mitzvah of tshuva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichon se lecha, about it's a chesed, about it needs tefillah, it's fine and good. But it doesn't need a nevuah anymore. There's no new nekuda that's being given over here in shuvah elav or shuvah lechem. So that's what the goyin is trying to point at. And the goyin says that the soid of shuvah elav or shuvah lechem is this additional neshama that he's talking about. The ruach chadosh that Hashem Baruch Hu is bringing in, that's gonus in shuvah and shuvah lechem. So the goyin is saying pshat, that there's a mahalach in tshuva as well, where you do one step and you get something more. So we have a category of inyanin that is labeled kedusha in general that goes with this mahalach. Let's try to understand it a little bit and what is kedusha and where this getter comes in. The word kedusha means something a person is mufresh from. Muvdal, Rashi says, a person is separated from. So if somebody is separated from it, so he has no shaykhus to it. I mean, how is it shaykh that a person should have shaykhus to something that he has no shaykhus to? The Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Megillah. It says that Abaye came to Rabba, and he served him a very big meal. It's the same Gemara about that's come Rav and Shachter Abzerah, but Rabba was eating by Abaye, Abaye was eating by Rabba, and he served him a meal, and then at the end of the meal he was stuffed, and he served him a very fancy dessert, a very tasty dessert, and he gobbled up, it says shishim, 60 portions of it. So he gave two esberim as to how it was possible to do it. One or two esberim is rafal of suma ika. It's always possible to eat something that tastes good. I mean, Chazal are telling us, Chazal are being magged to us, a tremendous koyach hanefesh. Bederech klal, a person's kli kibul has its kibulus. A person has a kli kibul for X amount of portions in his stomach. And that's all he has. The Chazal are telling us that the appetite can enlarge the stomach as well. The Rafal of Suma Ika tells me that the Koyach HaTaiva can enlarge the stomach. And let's understand it by Mahusay. The Koyach of the Koyachas HaNefesh of Adam, the innermost Koyach is Tshuka or Taiva. The Koyach of Tshuka and Taiva is the Shtelzach Tzu to something that I'm not. That's B'mechus. The person has a person. Let's take the meat of chemda, which is a variation of it, not in physical manner. A person has a mana, that's his mitzias, and he lives a life of a mana. A person who needs takim asayim when he has a mana to live on is not a bal chemda. He's an arman. He's an evian. A person who has mana and he lives a lifestyle of a mana, but he wants a lifestyle of a Messiah. So the rights of Messiah creates a kli kibul for the Messiah. It's not the pshat that since I have a mana, so b'meila, someone to give Messiah, I'd have to put the other mana into the bank. No, the chemda for the Messiah creates a kli kibul for the Messiah. The midah tshuka is were a person not to have the midah tshuka, the person would be closed into what he is. He is what he is. That's all. The fact that he's mishtoikik for something means that he can shtelzach tzu as a kli kibul to something that's beyond him. But it can't be beyond his koyach hatshuka. It has to be at least a daig of mishtoikik. The mitzias of Chava that she could shtelzach tzu to Adam was because veil of shukosech. Had it not been shukosech, I'm not shaykh to shtelzach tzu to something outside of you, to something bigger than you. The only way something comes to kibul for something bigger is if there's a mid of tshuka. Tshuka is creates the rafchal of psume ikar. It creates the rites of masayim. All the inyanim of a person getting a kli kibul for something bigger center around this nekuda of taiva or tshuka. So, the most, if you ask a person, the only koyach in the person that has a reyach of ein soif to it, of bli gvulis, is the koyach of taiva tshuka. If a person takes that koyach and stuffs it with gashmius, focuses it on inyonim of guf, so as far as neshama is concerned, the person has no future. He is what he is. He can be only what he is. And that's that. Because there is no koyach of taiv and shuka that is ruchni. So if the chumrah of the inyanim of arayis is because the koyach, the person has taken the koyach of ein seif in him and shtold it to kulay seif, to guf. It's a harkov, it's a climb of the worst possible. He takes an inyan of not being satisfied, and he shtols it to nyani guf, then it becomes a churban. The person who's a glutton, if the person lives a raful upsimid ikidik life on physical inyanim, so it's a churban, so the person kills himself, because the guf is mugbal, and can only take a certain amount of food, and if a person lets his kreach ha'taiva loose, without gvulis, so the churban, it's a churban. And in every physical taiva is like that. In every taiva, every yonim has the arkava of taking an ein soif, the only part of a person that's really ein soif, and being markivit on in yonim of gvul and chayma is the churban of the person. And it's the chilul hakodesh of the ablest midah of the first whiff of ein soif that the person has. On the other hand, when the person focuses it l'mayla, so the person can shtel zechtsu for something that's beyond him. The person, it's the place where, the only place a person can grow only through the meat of tshuka. Because developing what he has. That's not growth, it's management of what he has. It's something that he has no shaykhas to. A person can't be makabal and inyan that he has no shaykhas to, because that's not him. Then a person's stomach hamornos is firm. A person that packs on hanhogis tovis, that he saw in Sfarim, that he picked up from people, that he has a guilty conscience about. So he's talking about this is Sfarim. It's not Gashol, so he's going to crack under the weight. He's piling in all that food without having a stomach to be kailed. The bridge between a person's shell and the to something that's beyond him, to making it part of him, goes through this bridge of Chukah or Taiva the Kedusha. That's what the Goyet means. The Mahalach of Kedusha is where a person gets a Neshama Yisaredi. And that's what the Goyet says. A Neshama Betzim is not part of the person. If we're to look at it in different vocabulary, what's the Chelek Adam that is Adam and not Adam? That's called Neshama. Because Neshama Betzim is above the person. So the Neshama is Ke'ilu a parallel to the meat of Tshuka. It has a kesher with the person, but it's beyond the person. And that's the pshat, shuva elayva, shuva lechem, the Goyen says, is if a person is sunk down to chatoim, and is kula yechayte, how far can he go with where he is? I think with the person and say, if you keep Shabbos, and you learn a half hour a week, and you daven once a day Shema Yisrael, that's your capacity. And it is, and that is his capacity. That's what the person has fallen to. He couldn't, to make him into the Vilna Goyen, it's impossible. Vashuva Lechem means that when a person opens up that much, then he gets another neshama, a Tosefes neshama, and a Tosefes, and a Tosefes. So the Shuva Elai Vashuva Lechem is because mitzad, the person's gvulis, he's mukbal, and a person who was a chayte was mekalkal all his kalim, so Be'etzim he has nothing left. So he has a tiny drop left, and the shuvei lai would only takes him one step. Be'etzim, I mean mitzad hilchus schar noinish, mitzad hilchus shuvei, it's good, it's a shuvei shleimer. But mitzad dargis adam, that's it. He broke and ruined his clay kibble. A person who hasn't learned for 10 years. Can't just open up the Gemara and say, well, after Charot and all things that I learned, let's go back to where I was in Sphere 1. I'm not going to be there. The Mahalach is Shuva Elai V'Shuva Lechem. That the process starts where we are Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meir again, another Chelek Neshama, and it expands. That is the Goyen did. There's another Goyen in Mishlei, and he says, and he says these in Yonim Mamish in much simpler words. He brings out this Nikuda. The Goyen says, "B'chol dova shadam oisa noisnei ruach mimore." Any time a person does something good, he gets a ruach mimore. It helps him do other things. How does it help him do the other things? This ruach is a restlessness that the person has that he wants more. The Goyen is magdet to us. But the Goyen is giving us over and push the words to Oymek Rinyin. The Goyen is saying that what a mitzvah creates in a person is, a mitzvah done well creates in a person a restlessness to do more, a she'ifa to do more. And then the Goyen says, v'hu nene mihem, and he gets a tainit from it. So the Goyen says that the musig of hanov, of tainuk, and the restlessness is what's gone as levi mitzvah. So mitzvah geres mitzvah, naver geres avera is mikoyach the tainuk and hanov, which is this, the koyach of chukka that we're talking about. Mitzvah lemaiden. That in the gestalt of a person, you have midas and inyanim that are there. That's the person basher husham. And the innermost midah, innermost nekuda, is tshuka, taiva, that allows a person to be more than he is by being mishtoikeh to things outside of himself. Two things. First of all, he connects to the thing he's mishtaikik to. And second thing, the tshuka itself develops in the person. The tshuka develops in the person to become a kli kibble for those in yonim. Both of them happen together. Chazal also said this mishalim, the gabi in yonim of zivuk. That the tshuka sometimes creates the physical possibility for the tainim. It's harba hatalia. So the midah of kedusha is that a person, that's the midah of kedusha, that a person bringing himself kadosh means we ask, I kedusha is something that means it's beyond the person. How can you tell a person to be something that's beyond you? That's not genuine. Kaddish to you, that's not what you are. So how can a person become Kaddish? The Teretz is, the midah of Kedusha is, that's what Ramchal explains. The midah of Kedusha is, Oda Mekaddish Atzmei Me'at Lemata, Mekaddish Me'sehab L'mayla. That's how Ramchal Sashorim is Magda, the midah of Kedusha. It starts with a little bit. Here, a person does a ma'isa, and HaKadosh Baruch continues it. It's not mehilchis schar. It's not the pshat kilo. If you do your part, HaKadosh Baruch will do his part. Then the Ramchal wouldn't bring it in his sulam. What HaKadosh Baruch does is HaKadosh Baruch's business. That belongs in the Yanei schar, that belongs in a different sefer. So Sharm is a sefer that's kula avodah, like we said. The Teretz is the mahalach of the meiser of kedusha is stelling sich zu to something that's not there. So it's not a push the meiser. That's what the Ramchal is explaining. The meiser of kedusha is the chorim dvarim b'talim. A person sits down. A person says, I don't have an appetite. So I tell him, come in and sit down by the table. So am I telling him to do a ma'isa kaif ba'alma? The Teretz is, if you'll sit by the table and you smell the food, it'll build up an appetite and you'll be able to eat it. So the Ramchal is saying, the highest, a person's sulam doesn't end. There's no such thing as a gvul. So the ma'isa of avoida ultimately is Kedusha, because Kedusha is the Avoda that stells a Ktsu to something that's beyond you. That's what Kedusha is. And Bemela, when the person stells a Ktsu to something that's beyond him, then it comes to him. He's explaining that Avoda starts by stelling the tzu to a chelik of neshama that's not his yet, and the tzushtel itself allows him to have that neshama. It's in your avoda that what comes later, Merakadosh Baruch Hu, is part of your avoda. Because you stole the tzu, you now became a kli kibul for something that's beyond you. That's the mehusa kedush. That's what Ramchal is saying, and that's why he includes in it chias ameisim, because be'etzim. The metzias of kedusha is becoming that tzchema becomes a kli kibul for neshama. The reason why, and that's the emek of the chazal of the shterachs of misa and to kedusha. The adam mitzar atzmoi is somebody that the guf and the neshama. It's a mishkan for neshama. And that's a double pillar. The Mahalach of Misa tells me that since the guf is shalit and it becomes caught up with itself, it pushes out the neshama. The Mahalach of Misa in the world is that instead of the chaymer opening up, becoming a bigger kli kibul, instead of the arteries, so to speak, opening up and allowing more blood in, they thicken and harden. And the male, they don't allow the blood to go. As the guf gets more faguftik, more tomun and chayt, it shrinks, the kli kibul shrinks, until the person has no kli kibul left for neshama. That's the mahalach of guf and neshama. Masha ein kain, the mahalach of tchia, the mahalach of tchia is not a stagnant neshama that sits around. I mean, there's no such thing. The Makar of Chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that a person can be Mamshir, Nu Neshama, is the Mahalach of Chiyus HaMeisim. Chiyus HaMeisim is not we're not talking about Chiyus HaMeisim here, that's a separate schar, that if the world has done good, it's Kitikunai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and give it Chayim Lo Me'olam. The person himself, Mitzad his Avoda, is Mamshir that Inyan, to himself. That's the mitzias that's the mahalach of kedusha. So kedusha and chias amesim are one and the same, because that is the mitzias of chias amesim is bringing always in another, becoming a bigger kli kibul for chias for neshama. Yes, the parasha starts with the Chazal, that the parasha starts and ends with Chias HaMeisim. And we asked, what's the inyan of it? The inyan is exactly this Nekuda. Kedusha is not a limited mitzvah. For instance, the mitzvah tefillin is mudbal. So you start with tefillin, and it's mitzvah yoim, it's a mitzvah yoim and laila, but not Shabbos. Whatever it is, you speak about the mitzvah once, and that's it. I mean, the mitzvah is not infinite, it's finite. All the mitzvahs are like that. Tzitzis has its kavulos, and tefillin has its kavulos, and all the mitzvahs, certain affairs, have the kavulos, and that's that. Kedusha is the mitzvah that be'etzim has no gvul. When the person has a new ha'ara, with a new neshama, there's a new mitzvah, gereres mitzvah. That's what the Goyin says. The Goyin says that every time the person starts the cycle, so the person gets another neshama, and it's moilid, and if it's done be simcha, if it's done be tainug, it's moilid a new hana, and the new hana is moilid a new kli kibul. The Rav Kulip Sume Ika keeps feeding on itself. So the parasha starts with creation and finishes with creation because it's one mahalach. It's kedusha starts a process, and the end of the process is again kedusha. It doesn't have a gvul like other mitzvahs. Adab, it's the only place where Yochel Kamoini. Teretz is, what does it mean, Yochel Kamoini? It says, after Yochel Kamoicha, when Yochel Kamoini, you should help Ozek Tazev, Yochel Kamoini, Akad Koch is about Chesed, Akad Koch. Is there Hadab meaning any other mitzvah that a person should stall the Sutta Kadosh Baruch Hu? Kadosh Baruch Hu does Sudaka, Yochel Kamoini. The Teretz is the only place where there's a hint, where there's a whiff of Ein Seifnius is in Kedoshim. If a person can reach what's beyond him, so where does he stop? Yochel Kamoini? Tamalayim Kedosh Ani Hashem. Kedoshaschem is Gedolim Kedoshaschem. Or your Kedusha comes from my Kedusha. But the Havamin of Yochel Kamoini exists in Kedusha because it has a Reach of Bleak Vulus to it. And that's the pshat kisoyt siach sa'afei kodesh. What does it mean a person is talking about something he doesn't know? We ask. It's a maila, naritzu v'natishcha, kisoyt siach sa'afei kodesh. I mean, like the chatter, because I'm talking about something I don't know about. So inachinami, if a person stam talks about something he doesn't know about, it's not a maila, it's a priestess in the diva. The diva is dvarim b'teilim. It's a good actor of dvarim b'teilim. But let's give a mashal. Let's take something learning. There's sometimes a person gives a teretz. That's an obvious teretz. You asked A, you answered B. That kasha in teretz is fine. It's good. It's darkei chokhma. You asked the obvious kasha. You answered the teretz that's available from the prashtatuitzim. And that's that. On the other hand, you have somebody who says all sorts of svaris and yanim that he doesn't know what he's talking about. And that's Tamar B'Talem. That's not a mile, that's a chisar, and the person's just employed him. There's another echetimtza. A person has an idea and he struggles to bring it into words. He has a certain agasha about what's supposed to be the pshat, what's supposed to be the hair over here, but he can't bring it in yet. So to say it as a dava mutzak, that's just words valma. But as the person is struggling to take that to her that's beyond him, he's got a feel for it though. He's got a certain sense of what the pshat is. But he hasn't brought it down yet. That's a much higher dagger than the one that is teretz is a minei vedika teretz. That from the obvious choices, he answered A with B. Because the one who answered A with B is the pshat. He's dealing with a set of ideas and facts that are in front of him. That's it. It's finite. The person who heard something weiter, if he pursues it and he brings it and he correctly conceptualizes it and puts it into words and is magdirit, he came up with something new. That's a chiddush. So the ability to take something that's beyond the person and to bring it down, that's called a higher dagger. So the soyd siyach, that's what the Rebbe Yaakov means. Soyd is a dagger beyond sichlius, where it's like a siyach non-stand. It means there lies a seichel tamun in it that hasn't been able to put in its proper words yet. So mitzad the words now, it's still a siyach, but there's a soyd in that siyach. And that side, when the person develops it, becomes chiddush, much more than things that are open. So shtolen zech suta kedusha, the soid siyach sa'afei kodesh means the person, he smells the reach of shiras malachim, and he shtolen zech suta to it and trying to bring it down. As long as there's the elot shukosev, then the person already has something, has already something of it. There's a lashon, it's a medrash, a ma'isim rakava brought down. The Rishonim bring it all when they speak about the yonim of in Kedusha, when they describe. They say that there is no lashon. There's no hanah fakadosh baruch hu like when Kaisel says Kedusha. The word hanah is strikes over here. It's because that's the mahalach of reaching out for yonim that are beyond. Go through Hana and Shuka, through Tainig and Shuka. So the Mida connected Mida, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael, as they're doing in Yonim, that are beyond them, they touch on Anhagel Maila that's called Hana. That's, it's, the Hana is when a person is, it has, he gets a tshuka for something. The Zeluma said, the hanhaga by us that's moila the tshuka is moila lamala hashpa mechudeshes. So lemaisa, we have here a binyan where all mitzvahs in the Torah have the makom and for koyach hanefesh of a person. And all those mitzvahs relate to a certain koyach hanefesh of a person and they develop it and bring out the best in it and so on and so forth. But in a sense, a person is limited to what he is and how he is, and that's that. One koyach a person has in him, an innermost koyach called tshuka, which is built on tainug that the person has, which goes beyond where he is. The only kesha a person can have to something that he is not, or he doesn't have, is tshuka. He can't have a taras yodov, because then by definition it's his. He can't be not shayach to it, because then he has no kesha to it. If he has, the one kesha he can have beyond him is called tshuka. And tshuka is moiled in him a change, that it makes the person into a kli kibul for things that as of now he's not yet royal for. So of the chiyuv that is the core of mitzvahs, when a person takes stock of his limitations, and that's good. And a person should know where he is and where he's not. To cut himself off from those things that he's not is the pshat that the person is basically being machus himself from any growth. That's the pshat, that's the mouth of Misa. The minute a person cannot add neshama to his neshama, then the person is a mace. It's very interesting that the Mesillas Yesharim, when he speaks in Kedusha, doesn't talk, you expect that the Dagif Kedusha would be shy only to people that are kol kuloi davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're mutshak in this world. And Kedusha, the Ramchal says, there are different Malchum Kedusha for somebody who's sitting and learning all the time, and somebody who's not sitting and learning all the time, somebody who's doing other things, somebody who's this. Tshuka is a koyach hanefesh. And if a person is standing, if a person does just what he is, and there's no shifa to go beyond himself, then A, he won't go beyond himself. Hitaka won't grow in a substantial way. And secondly, that is Misa. That's the Hefer of Kedusha. If the person takes the koyach of Kedusha and stuffs it with chayma, the koyach of tshuka, the chumra of indulgence is, it's like a child that instead of feeding it, you put a pacifier in its mouth. So the sucking instinct is getting its pleasure, but the child is starving to death. The koyach of tshuka in a person is the noblest koyach. It's the person that will take him. It'll take him beyond where he is, and the person focuses it on chayma, on taivas achila, on taivas aguf, on all other things. It's taking out the very heart of his metzias, of his ability to have neshama. When a person uses tshuka the right way, when a person is mishtoikik, if a person is misbeinin on yonida beyond him, whether it's in learning, whether it's in avodah, whether it's in shmiras mitzvahs, whether it's in kedusha, whether it's in edelkeit, all those in yonim, if a person sits and thinks about it so that his mind salivates for it, so that he has an image in front of him that he really desires to be like that, not just wants to be like that, but desires for it, the desire itself gives a person a free kibbul. The cheshek itself gives a person a free kibbul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia neshama melamayla for that. So in the innermost avayda of a person, there is the shuvay lie of a person is not that he's going to make it all the way to the end. He can't pick because he's be'etzem taka limited now. But in the shuvay lie of the person, the goyin said, that's what the goyin is magic. In the shuvay lie of a person lies that the person at least is mishtoikik for something else. And the tshuka is moiled at kibul, and it's moiled anu neshama melamayla, and the v'shuv aleichem means that wherever there's a kibul that was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memaleit with toichin, and that toichin again creates a tainug and a tshuka for vaita, And be'etzem, and in that mida kedusha is the person has in himself that tiny nekuda of yochel kamoni.
You have been listening to eshaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to eshaudio@esh.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.